Welcome to Mile High Report Radio Horse Tracks. And now, here's what's happening in Broncos country.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting post-game Horse Tracks special edition. The Denver Broncos, as you might have guessed, blew it again. They lost 10-9. It was yet another three field goal game, as I may have predicted on Twitter. Tim Lynch is here. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Jess.
You know what we should do?
What?
Let's give a shout out to the fans who are listening right now. At level.mom, thank you for listening. At broncoholic52, thanks for listening. Couldn't do this show without Stephanie Lewis and BC Bronco.
Or the Broncos. Yeah, it's just, when you're sitting down to do the show, it's like it just feels like we're just going to talk about the same thing we did last week and the week before that and the week before that. It's just, I may want to hit the first person that blames the defense for this, you know, because if you hold a team to 10 points, you should win that game 99.999999% of the time. You should. And in today's NFL, 10 points is a win. And this, I knew it when it was 9-3. I just, when they went three and out after the second Justin Simmons interception, I was like, oh, they're going to lose. They're going to lose 10-9.
They're going to lose. We were talking about that in our Slack channel. Joe Mahoney posted it before I could get to it, but God dang it. Who in Broncos country didn't see this coming? It was teed up perfectly. Three field goals, and they got one touchdown and a field goal. And that was it. That was the difference.
Yeah, it's frustrating, and I just don't even know where to go from here. Like, you know, looking back at the previous shows, I always felt angry, and I was always angry on these shows. After
I am not angry. I'm
just like, what are you gonna do?
You're gonna go ice skating later, and I'm numb. I'm numb. I'm actually looking forward. As soon as I post this, if you are hearing this within minutes of our recording it, I'm going to be in the bathtub watching Red Zone on my phone. I'm very excited. I've got a glass of wine right here. There it is. I thought ahead so that you can't see into this wine glass that I've got here. That way, you don't know how many glasses I've had. Thank you, Broncos.
Well, you're lucky you're on the East Coast. I'm in Mountain Time Zone, so I had to get up. I got up late and then had to get right to work on the Bronco game. We did wake up to about an inch and a half, 2 inches of snow out here in Idaho, which was nice. The dogs love the snow, so they've just been hankering to go out there and just eat the snow, I guess is what they enjoy. I don't know what they do. They just love it. But, you know, we're going to go ice skating. I'm going to go enjoy myself. I'm going to start. Somebody else is driving. There's a little wine shop, like right next to the ice rink. So I'm just going to have a bottle, I guess. Or I need a glass.
Yeah, that's where we are. I was laughing at the end of the game. I wasn't upset. I saw this coming. I saw 9 points and losing by one coming. It was, why get mad? There's no reason to get mad. Yep.
I got a little bit of trivia for you. What's today's day? Like December 4th, right?
Today is December 4th, yeah.
How many touchdowns have the Broncos scored since Halloween? This is a
since
tweet
Halloween?
From Andrew Mason.
Oh, yeah. That's a good... two.
Oh, you were close. Three.
Three? Well, on the post-game, or on the pre-game, because I was hanging Christmas lights during the first quarter. My favorite message was from Tim halfway through the first quarter. It's like, are you going to show up to work today?
Are you going to tweet? Like, what's going on?
Where are you? And I'm like, I'm plugging in. I'm trying to keep the cords out of the dog poop in the yard. So
you're like, I'm listening on the radio. What do you want
from
me?
I'm listening on the radio. Yeah. Dave Logan. What's great about that is that he can use show prep from this week, next week, because he told me, a listener of the pregame, that Russell Wilson has thrown 8 touchdowns this year. And as of the end of this game, he has still thrown 8 touchdowns.
You know, they've averaged, since Nathaniel Hackett saved his job in that London game against the Jaguars, the Broncos have averaged 11.25 points per game. Like, when you save your job, you're just like, oh, perfect. I don't have to worry now. GG, guys. I know I'm getting fired anyway. Might as well collect a check, you know?
I have something to tell you. So, here in New Hampshire, I am a season ticket holder. And yesterday in the mail, I got a package from the Denver Broncos, and I was very excited. I was like, "Oh, well, this is fun." You know, last year they sent me a flag, and I've got it hanging up here in my basement, and it looks good. And you know, it's times are tough, right? They're gonna have to woo season ticket holders into renewing. And so here comes this little gift, a little Christmas gift. And mind you, I haven't gotten a lot of Christmas gifts from the Denver Broncos in the 10 years that I have been a holder. I open up the box, and inside the box is a littler box. And this little box is like super nice. It's got like a magnetic clasp. And so I open it up, and inside is a Denver Broncos patch that says United Club Level Member. Inside there is a little slip of paper, and it says, "You should buy a jersey from the team shop to put this on." And so I can think of no better gift as someone who just spent an ungodly amount of money to watch this. What, our last home win was in September, right? It was September 25th.
I honestly don't remember.
I think it was in September. Last home win, we lost to the Jets, we lost to the Chargers, we lost to Colts, we lost to the Raiders. So,
oh God, don't make me look at the schedule, please.
Yeah, there's two wins. So I got a little patch to remember this wonderful two win season at home from the Broncos. So thank you guys. That's awesome. I'm gonna go buy a Bradley Chubb jersey and put this patch right on it.
All right, more trivia. Let's go. Okay, how many times have the Broncos scored 9 points?
This is the fourth game, I think.
You're kind of right. It's the correct answer is three, but if you take away the safety the defense scored against the 49ers, then yes, it would be.
The difference, wasn't it? That was the last game we won back in September at home.
Yes.
Broncos are going to play the Chiefs.
And hey, whoa, at least it's not on primetime, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, wow. I don't know. Do they score? Do they score next week? Do you think they get a touchdown? They don't get a
touchdown? No. I mean, they score,
probably
yeah.
Goal. They'll probably get
a couple field goals.
You think two? Three?
Nine? No, nine points seems to be where
that's
we
right
go.
There. Yeah. What was the average score of that Cleveland Browns team from 2000? Right? We have got to be giving them a run for their money. I mean, we have not scored.
I mean, they scored 10 points a game. We're not even close to that yet. So, I don't know what who was coaching they were an expansion team. That's why they were so terrible. They get a pass for that. 2022 Broncos are not an expansion team. So there's really no excuse what's happening here.
Were they an expansion team in 2000? Was that when they came back? 2000? I thought they came back like before that.
Oh no. That was 1999. I mean, they were close enough, you know, close enough to being you know, the Broncos are 60 some odd years away from being an expansion team. So they can't really use that excuse.
They already used it once.
Yeah, back in the 60s.
Yes, 1999. So, yeah. So, it's all right, second year.
Yeah. Well, it looks like Jimmy G was just carted to the locker room. That impacts the Broncos' first-round draft pick next year if they don't have their starting quarterback. And the Dolphins opened up with a 75-yard field goal on their first play, or field goal, 75-yard touchdown. So, you know, we want the 49ers to lose. I think that's like the only thing we have left to root for now is for the 49ers to lose games.
Has Hackett's press conference started? Has Patrick slung him over his shoulder and dragged his ass out of the locker room to go answer to the media?
Yeah, he was asked about the difficulty of finding the end zone, and his response was, "We've got to finish.
We've got to start."
Yes. Try starting instead of finishing. You can't finish if you don't start. Deep down, I feel bad for him because what else can he say at this point? You know, it's been over for weeks. It just is what it is.
For a brief moment, I thought we might win. Brief, like for just a second. Like,
it was right after the second Justin Simmons interception. I was like, oh, wait a minute. We get a field goal here. It's over. And then they went 3-and-out. I was like, oh, they're going to win 10-9.
And they did.
So, it was a brief moment where I had hope, and then the quick 3-and-out, and it's over.
All right. Well, go ahead and sharpen up those skates, Tim. I think it's time for you to go hit the ice. I'm going to go run a nice hot bath and have this glass of wine of indeterminate size.
I will join you, actually.
You are not allowed in my bathtub.
I meant with the wine.
All right. Well, go Broncos. We'll see you again next week. Thanks for listening, especially Bronkaholic 52 and at Leveled Up Mom. We really appreciate you guys tweeting us out and saying that you listen. I'm glad someone does. And if you listen and you want a shout out, let us know on Twitter. It's really all we have to look forward to when we podcast. Let's ride.